Well, first of all, Police Chief Jim Johnson is one of the strongest supporters of the Firearm Safety Act, including the fingerprint licensing and hang-up purchasers. And he was very pleased and happy to be part of this ad in which he, Bishop Gene Sutton from the Episcopal Church, a hunter and a mom, talk about how important this law is going to be to save lives in Maryland. What this ad does is it lets Marylanders know that this law is will enact one of the most effective tools a state can use to prevent guns from getting in the wrong hands, and that's fingerprint licensing of handgun purchasers. We know that because the states that have these laws see it, them effective in preventing straw purchases, which is people buying guns for criminals. We see lower gun deaths than we have in Maryland. We know that this law is going to work, and this ad is going to let the people of Maryland know, the policymakers and the people know, that this law is going to help Maryland as of October 1. And we hope that other states pay attention. We hope that every other state in the country enacts a similar law to what we just passed and are taking effect on October 1.
Is the fingerprinting requirement the most important aspect of this law from your perspective? I know there are a lot of various components, but if you had to pick one as the most important, is it fingerprinting?
Yes. Fingerprint licensing hang-up purchasers is the most important part of this law because it is one of the most effective tools a state can use to prevent gun violence. When we release this ad, Speaker Mike Bush and Senator Brian Frosch will be there, who were leaders in getting this law passed, and what they're going to talk about is how effective this law is going to be to reduce gun violence.
Anything else you want to add?
Just that October 1 is going to be a great day for public safety in Maryland, and we thank the O'Malley Brown Administration and General Assembly for doing it, and we're confident that the people of Maryland will affirm this in next year's election.